Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are learning Masechta Tamid. We are in the fifth parak, Mishnah Vav, and today we will learn the last Mishnah of Parak Vav and the first one. The last parak of Mishnah Hay and the first Mishnah in Parak Vav. Says the Mishnah in Parak Hay, Mishnah Vav, Higio. What the two Kohanim, the one who was able to do the Ketoros, and the one who was supposed to be holding the pan, they come together Beina Ulam LaMizbeach on their way into the Heichal. They would go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And not al echad asam agrefa v'zerka bein olam la mizbeach. One guy would go and he would throw the magrefa to make a noise, right? And this way, people would know. Ein adam shomea kol chaver b'Yerushalayim kol magrefa. It was so loud, that sound of the magrefa would be so loud, everybody would be able to hear it, and it could deafen a person to the point where the person wouldn't be able to hear his friend. That's how loud the noise was. The sound of the magrefa served three purposes. One, kohen sheshomeas kola. If a kohen was outside of the azari, odesh echav kohanim nachnasim l'shtachavos veichav uratzuba. It was a message to the kohanim who were outside, who were running late. Run, and come inside. Uben Levi sheshomeas kola odesh echav halavim nachnasim l'daber b'shir. And a Levi was coming, knew that, whoops, it was time for the shir shalom. V'ratz uba, and he would run to get there. V'rosh ha'maimed, and the group of people who were in the Beis HaMikdash for that particular week, serving as the shlichim of Am Yisrael, hayamamed es hatameim b'shar mizrach. When he would hear the magrefa, he would take the kohanim and the people of the maimed, who became tamei, and he would put them in the eastern gate of the Azara, right? This was his job in order for them to be able to be ready to become Tahorim. Continues the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues at the beginning of the sixth parak. Heichelu olim b'malos ulam. These two guys, who the one with the ketoros and the one with the machta, they would start walking up the steps of the ulam. Umisha zachu b'dishin mizbach apnimi b'amenorah hayu makdimim lifneim. The guys who had just finished doing the cleaning of the mizbach haktores and the menorah, they would come in front of them. Umisha zachu b'dishin mizbach apnimi nechnas v'natal satani. The guy who came and had the schus to previously clean out the mizbach apnimi, he would come out and take the basket. V'shtachav v'yatza, and then he would bow and he would leave. He's done. He would go back inside with the other guys also. He would come and he would see the two candles burning. He would go ahead and clean out the other ones while he would keep the western one. That would be the one that the Kohanim would be able to use to light the rest of the menorah at evening time. If he found that the candles went out, he would go out to the outside mizbeach, right? And he would go ahead and he would relight the menorah. Then he would go bend down from the second step. That's where he had stored the kuz. That's where he had stored the pitcher that he had used to clean out the leftovers from yesterday's menorah burning. And then he too would bow towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he would turn and leave. He would probably walk out backwards, so he wouldn't turn, and then he would leave. Okay, we'll stop you, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow. We will finish the sixth parak and move on. Everyone, have a wonderful, terrific day.